Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Each one of us has some Christian, or maybe a bunch of Christians, that we look up to in this life. Whether it is our sainted grandparents, fathers, mothers, some pastor from our past, some historical Christian, some historical figure of time. There are just these people that God has put on this earth that have served for us as good examples of what a Christian believes, of what a Christian does, what a Christian is like. Someone then who helps us know what we should be like, what we should believe, and from believing, what we should do. On top of this, these people then remind us that they too committed sins, and yet they are reminders then of God's grace, God's love, God's forgiveness of those sins as well. Of how our God calls all sorts of people into his kingdom, because his kingdom is indeed for all. And that for this great mercy that has been shown to even these favored people of our own lives, we can give thanks to our God even now. It is for that reason that our Lutheran confessions state that we celebrate certain feasts and festivals in the church year. That first and foremost, the Bible declares that we are free to do these things. For each and every day is made holy by the word of God and prayer. Something, of course, I hope you remember as you wake each day to serve where God put you to serve. That we can celebrate this festival of St. Luke, the evangelist, meaning the Luke that we know who wrote both the Gospel of Luke and the book of the Acts of the Apostles. The Luke who testified that God indeed had come to save all people, fulfilling and writing for us the story of what Jesus has done for our salvation and the salvation of all. The evangelist is that beautiful title that is given to a gospel writer, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. In fact, next weekend with Reformation Sunday, and 2 weekends from now with All Saints Day, these are these kind of occasions too. Our confessions say that we should celebrate these occasions for the reason that by that we can thank God for his work through his own people. That it's not about the people, but it's about the God who worked through them. That he has showed so many people before us mercy and grace and love. That our God loves to save people. And there is no truer example than the one of men like Luke, who by the Spirit wrote the very gospel that reveals Jesus to us and countless others of history. That we can indeed thank God for these gifts, even gifts like men like St. Luke. Whether it's Luke or whether it's our Lutheran fathers, or whether, as we will in 2 weeks, celebrate our Lord's work through those who are our own members who passed on this last year. That these are all occasions to not praise men, but to give thanks to God who saves men. And this is never a bad thing to thank God. We also celebrate these kind of occasions to give Christian examples of the faith. Christian examples of what the life of a Christian looks like, with sins and the forgiveness of sins that are given by our God. When we celebrate St. Peter's Day in January, we can remember that Peter himself denied our Lord Jesus 3 times, and yet Peter is still counted as a Christian, that our Lord forgives even that sin. When we celebrate St. Thomas Day on December 27th or 28th, though doubting and decrying he was of our Lord Jesus Christ's resurrection, he stands forgiven by Christ as well, used by God mightily to preach the gospel across the lands. That St. Luke is this kind of example for us as well. That St. Luke is unique. He is not a Jew by birth or conversion, but St. Luke is a Gentile, just like most of us. That he's not originally one of God's chosen people, but he has been chosen by God and grafted into the vine, as St. Paul called it, the vine who is Christ Jesus, just like we are. That through the forgiveness of sins earned by Christ for him, and thus also for us because we learn it from his gospel, we too can be counted as the chosen people of our God. That this Gentile, Luke, is the only non-Jew that we know of to write two books of the Scriptures. And if you count the words, the majority of the New Testament. That God chose St. Luke, a Gentile, and gave him as a gift to the church, especially to us fellow Gentiles, as an example. And so much more, of course, since the Gospel of Luke is so beautifully focused on how salvation comes by the work of Jesus for all people, not just Jews, but all people everywhere. Of every time, as you just sang it in the Gloria, the song of the angels at Jesus' birth, glory to God in the highest and peace to all on the earth. That the whole world, that's what Jesus came for. And St. Luke wrote of this and is himself proof of this for us to understand that that is our promise from God as well. One of the last reasons to celebrate those who have come before us is that we might, as we would call it, imitate their faith, but also their virtue. That is to imitate their beliefs, but also their way of life. St. Paul said it this way in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. He says, "Imitate me as I imitate Christ." That St. Luke would have certainly been one who wanted to imitate St. Paul, having it accompanied him a good part of his three missionary journeys to convert the Gentiles by the preaching of the good news that Jesus has lived, died, and still lives, that he is the once and for all sacrifice for all sin, and that people are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. That Jesus has shed his blood so that every person's sins could be forgiven. And indeed they are. St. Luke is an example for us then. Our epistle lesson from 2 Timothy today speaks of it. He says just one little phrase, St. Paul does. He says, "Luke alone is with me." And St. Paul is being readied for execution at the hands of this lion, as he called him, that's the Roman Emperor Nero. As St. Paul is getting ready to die for being a Christian, Luke is right there with him. Luke's zeal for the gospel, his steadfastness of his faith, meant that he was willing to be in danger in order to help the apostle, the preacher of the word. That is most certainly a kind of faith to imitate, one which is more needful the more we Christians find ourselves alone in this world, alone in our workplaces, alone even amongst our friends, as this world has seemingly more and more of these Demas-type characters who leave the faith because they love the world more, or folks like Alexander, who hated the gospel and persecuted it with everything he had. That we have more of these folks each day. And so these examples are good for us. St. Luke presents so much more to imitate when we consider the virtues that he had. That is the way of life he had. That virtue itself is the product of not our work, but a product of God's work. It's the product of the Holy Spirit's work in a person's life. So a person has by the gospel the forgiveness of all their sins, but also by the same Lord Jesus, the same giving and blessing and gracious Lord Jesus, he gives us his Holy Spirit, who then works in us to help us grow in mature faith and life. That what we believe would be pure and remain pure, and that what we would do, how we conduct ourselves in this life, would be in line with what we believe. That this is God's work that we call sanctification in the Catechism. That St. Luke, we know from Scripture, had much virtue that we would do well to imitate. That he was a very gifted man with a high level of intelligence. The vocabulary and the sentence structures of his gospel and the book of the Acts of the Apostles speaks to this. That he was trained as a physician and a doctor. That he used his great intellect to not only then know the things of the human body and how to care and take care of it, but also that he used that great intellect to research the stories around Christ and the people around Christ in using them in the inspired writing of the gospel and Acts. That he was twice, as we know it, the scribe, the one that St. Paul dictated his letters to, aiding in the writing down of Colossians and Philemon. That all of what he was involved in, and yet St. Luke, you don't know much about him from Scripture, at least a lot of stuff, because he exhibited great humility, great meekness. He doesn't talk about himself. The only noticeable thing is all of a sudden when St. Paul mentions him, or in the book of Acts, there's this subtle change to the first person plural, we, every once in a while, as the book goes on, and there you know St. Luke has entered the picture and is there with Paul. Paul himself calls him beloved, meaning, of course, that St. Luke was friendly and lovable to those around him. He was, as we heard, loyal, staying with Paul to the end. Luke alone is with me. He was steadfastly devoted to his calling as a physician and a Christian, serving the church in the capacity that God had given him. In many ways, the same way as people who help with this or that thing in the congregation or with the preachers. And yes, he took care of bodies, but by his inspired writing of the gospel, he has taken care of countless souls as well. That lastly, he possessed this virtue of bravery, risking his own life for the sake of the gospel, so that others would hear and believe in Jesus. All of these virtues are hard sometimes for us to hear. It's much to hear. But this is what God does all the time. This is what God has done for you. The same Jesus who died for Paul, the same Jesus who died for Luke, the same Jesus who died for whoever these heroes of the faith are in your life, in your past, the ones you look up to, the same Jesus died for you. The same divine blood was shed for you as for them. The same faith that had been given to them has been given to you. The same Holy Spirit that was given to them is yours. That they were baptized just like you are. They communed just as you do. They heard the absolution just like you do. That from those great works of God in them, and thus also in you, came forth all these great works that are worked by the Spirit of our God. Works for the good of the neighbor and the praise of God, and yes, even sometimes for the salvation of others as they glorify God in the gospel. Just like the works that God prepared beforehand for you, that you would walk in them, in the callings that our God has given you. that he gave those heroes of the faith virtue. But he gives you virtue as well. That he gave them faithful ones from before them to imitate, chiefly Christ, just as he does for you right now. That like St. Paul, St. Luke, and you are called to fight the good fight, to finish the race, and keep the faith, to endure, and to speak, and to live. Like them, you have a crown of righteousness waiting for you, a crown not of your own making, but a crown of Christ's righteousness, earned for your sake and given freely both to them and to you. Because that is just who our God is. That like them, as they awaited their own earthly demise and so forth, they awaited also God on the last day. And the glory that was going to come when our gracious Lord returned to the earth, the one who was pierced for our transgressions, bled for our sins, suffered and died for our judgment to pass over us in both this life and the life to come. That because you trust Christ, you love his appearing, as St. Paul puts it. That his appearing comes to you now in his word and soon in his supper, but also soon in cloud and glory. To that, take heart and be joyful. Rejoice, for our Lord comes. The promise that St. Paul mentions is also belonging to all those who believe in Christ Jesus. And that means you. That the Lord will rescue you from every evil deed. And the Lord himself will bring you safely into his heavenly kingdom to be with him forever. And that you can approach life with confident faith in Christ, having learned it through things like the words of the Gospel of Luke, that you can trust in what Christ has done for your salvation, and you can speak of that salvation to others because the same Christ has died for them as well. And we can do that knowing the example of St. Luke, the evangelist, the one who was about the gospel, as we ourselves are about the gospel. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.